A Mind to Murder by P.D. James. Copyright 1963 by P.D. James. This recording of the full-length reading of A Mind to Murder was published by arrangement with the author and Elaine Green Limited and was produced in 1992 by Books on Tape Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Books on Tape Incorporated. This book is read by Penelope Della Porta. Author's note. There is only a small number of autonomous psychiatric outpatient clinics in London, and it is obvious that these units, dealing as they do with the same medical specialty and organised within a unified national health service, must inevitably have some methods of treatment and administrative procedures in common. A number of these they share with the Steen Clinic. It is the more important to state clearly that the Steen is an imaginary clinic situated in an imaginary London square, that none of its patients or staff, medical or lay, represent living people, and that the deplorable events which took place in its basement have their origin only in that curious psychological phenomenon, the imagination of the crime novelist. Chapter 1. Dr. Paul Steiner, consulting psychiatrist at the Steen Clinic, sat in the front ground-floor consulting room and listened to his patient's highly rationalized explanation of the failure of his third marriage. Mr. Burge lay in comfort on a couch, the better to expound the complications of his psyche. Dr. Steiner sat at his head in a chair of the carefully...